Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
That's Chicago, bring us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Ken Huening, founder of MyLegacy.com, M-I-L-E-G-A-C-Y. That's a new social media site, a new free social media site. It's different, folks. It's not like your millennials' social media site. You know, we used to say, Ken, it's not like your grandfather's, whatever. Now we have to say it's not like your millennials website. So we're talking about your site is not highly driven by algorithms. It's heavily controlled and for the benefit of the user, which is the opposite of a company like Facebook. Not to say that they're bad. I'm just saying that's just the way it is. But we know how they make a living. We know how they get their money because they went public without customers. They just had users. That made the user the product. And they leveraged that to go public. And so even today, if you download an app and they ask you for access to your location and your contacts, blah, 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 when they don't really need that and you give it to them, you just became their product, didn't you?
You did.
So that's how they make money. How do you make money with My Legacy?
Well, we have the basic utilities that people will be able to use without restriction on being able to form their legacy. We do have some premium features, and the premium features do some interesting things, and those are on a pay-as-you-go model. And then there are a couple of background things that we'll be able to utilize. Let me explain. The premium features that people can use as they need them, for instance, are like Time Capsule. So Time Capsule allows you to send a post to your friends, family, children 10 years, 20 years into the future. You want to tell your grandson how to fix a car. There are still cars. And then you can go ahead and send a post. Or you can send like Christmas or birthday greetings, 20 years with potentially some monetary benefit.
Wow.
Imagine you getting a post from your grandfather that you're really emotionally, attached to, that it occurs 10 years after their passing.
And
would you read it?
Yes, and it came with a Bitcoin. How about that?
Exactly. Along those lines.
He came with a Bitcoin that's now been divided and split and is worth $1 million. What about that? That's pretty cool. And folks, we have the technology with the. Are you doing any blockchain at all in your platform? See, I can see where your platform, and I God forbid that I'd start giving you advice on how to do your company, but I can see where what you're doing could really be powerful with some blockchain apps. Does that make sense?
It could, and we're trying to right now. Start it out where people get an understanding of what they could do with it. Like, for instance, if you wanted to confess to something, you could set that out 20 years from now so that it's off your chest.
Yeah.
And you can make a difference in people's lives. And Hemingway said that you have two deaths, one your physical death and the other one when people quit talking about
That's
you.
Right.
This allows you to maintain relevance.
Right. No, I love this.
Another piece of our model.
Let me ask you a question. Is with your people who use this what's the generational acceptance? See, this is the kind of thing that I'm a baby boomer. I'm a leading edge baby boomer. This is right up my alley. We love tradition and history and provenance. We love stuff like that. The younger generation, not so much. What are you finding?
Well, our profile of the typical user is somebody that is basically above 30. They typically have kids or older relatives, and they're interested in where they came from.
Right. Are you?
They're also.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, they're also interested in memorializing these different stories from people that they're emotionally attached to, that they recognize that aren't going to be around for very much longer.
I love what you're telling me. I mean, I'm excited about this. I can see me using this thing. So, are you incorporating any of the ancestry type of stuff in with yours? Is there a way of cross referencing and checking and you know, that kind of thing with this? See, I'm getting into this myself right now with my family. I found out recently that I actually have a direct connection to the Mayflower. How about that?
Wow. Jim, you're actually becoming one of my biggest advocates. I can tell from your
question. Oh, yeah. No, so, I love this. I love what you're doing. I think you're onto something. Not that it's going to be – it's not going to change Facebook. You're just giving people other options. I mean, you're not trying to be an alternative to Facebook. It's just that I not only like what your business model, I like the values of your business model. And that's an important thing these days, isn't it?
It is, and this allows a focus on something different. So Facebook is good at what it does, but just like you have different cars for different purpose, a truck will do one thing,
right,
a sports car does another. You know, our utility focuses on that valuable asset that's in your family called memories, and that's the most valuable asset that anybody had in this world.
Mm-hmm. So give us the website again, please.
It's www.mylegacy.com.
And if I'm paying for something, you've got some premium stuff in there. If I'm paying for it, does that mean I will not be your product? I will not, if I pay for it, I won't be part of your product?
No, you will be part of the product, whether you use a premium feature or not. You'll still have the basic feature.
I got you. Okay, stand by. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Ken Heuning. MyLegacy.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.